Listening Library presents Confessions of a Dork Lord by Mike Johnston. Read for you by Shannon McCain. This diary belongs to Asriel Balgaroth, the Wicked, Wick, Keeper of the Fountains of Flame, Breaker of Worlds, Son of the Dark Lord who Vanished, and Heir to the Throne of Black and Broken Glass. Saturday. The Dark Ages. I think I'll start with the obvious. I mean, everyone knows who the Dark Lord is, right? He's the guy with the all-black wardrobe, the villainous ruler with the vile henchmen, the bad guy the good folks just love to hate. But what's a Dork Lord? Is it a cruel joke, a careless mispronunciation? Actually, it's a bit of both. See, the name Dark Lord comes from the old orcish phrase Lord d'Orc, which means Lord of the Orcs. When I first went to school, I tried to explain my future title to a bunch of orcs, but all they heard was Dork and Lord, so that's what they called me, Dork Lord. My friends call me Wick, but my full name is Asriel Balgaroth, the Wicked, Keeper of the Fountains of Flame, Breaker of Worlds, Son of the Dark Lord who Vanished, and Heir to the Throne of Black and Broken Glass. But that one hasn't exactly caught on, and I guess there's a reason for that. Dark Lords are generally tall and intimidating. My dad was 6'10" and wore a cloak woven from fire. He was the real deal. No one ever called him a Dork Lord. Not unless they wanted to get torched. He could level mountains or turn whole forests to ash. We're talking major stuff, feats no Dark Lord had ever accomplished before. Even the dragons bowed to him. But 10 years ago, the fair folk, you know, the elves, humans, and dwarves, attacked the grim folk, which is pretty much everyone else like me, the ogres, orcs, dragons, goblins, witches, and warlocks. By the way, I didn't invent these terms, and I don't like them. No one does. Some of the funniest monsters I know are dragons, so why call them grim? During the surprise, totally unfair attack, the good wizard Galorian struck down our Dark Lord and Dark Lady, aka my mom and dad. But he must have been feeling pretty smug after winning the fight, because he accidentally tripped and fell on my dad's throne of black and broken glass. That was the end of Galorian. So the battle finished with a truce. And 10 years later, we're still at peace with the fair folk, which is kind of a relief for me. Because, well, I am the heir to the Dark Lord's throne. But just to make things clear, there's nothing dark or terrible about me. I'm 12, and at 4'10", I'm a bit short for my age. Also, it's hard to be into the whole fire and brimstone thing when you've got allergies. Smoke makes my eyes water, and I don't do well in extreme temperatures. Try standing next to a shower of flame. It's not as fun as it sounds. Not fun at all, actually. I'm a kid for orc's sake. And I spend most of my time just trying to get through the day without embarrassing myself. It's no small task. Dad didn't make it easy for me to follow in his grim and fiery footsteps. In fact, he did just about the opposite. He left strict instructions with his minions, so they'd know just what to do if anything ever happened to him. And he didn't tell them anything helpful, like, you must bow to the son of the Dark Lord. No, he chose a different direction. For some reason, Dad wanted me to have a normal childhood. Terrible, I know. So I didn't inherit his gold. And he commanded his henchmen to treat me like any other kid. No special privileges, no treats, no titles, and most of all, no respect. None at all. Dad wanted me to prove myself as a leader, and he thought I should do it without anyone's help. It's how he earned the Dark Throne, and it's the reason why my life is basically one big disaster. Today was a perfect example. I had just walked out into the courtyard of the Grimhold when one of the biggest ogres in my class, Bob Ogerson, came charging up to me. "You're next on my list, Balgorith. Get ready," he cried. In case you didn't know, Grimhold is the castle of the Dark Lord. Immediately, I groaned. The list is the Castle Ogre's Index of Muscle, Mayhem, and Magic. It's an age-old tradition started and run by the ogres that ranks the children of the Grimfolk. The ogres call it a contest, but there aren't any real games. The last time I checked, lifting or smashing stuff wasn't exactly considered a sport, but that's what we do in the contest. In preparation for this sacred tradition, I'd been working on a phony cold, sniffling a bit each day. By tomorrow, I planned to have a full-blown case of the fake flu, leaving me bedridden and unable to compete. But apparently the ogres decided to hold the contests a day early. Already the warlocks and witches were lined up, and there was Bob waving me over, the list in his hand. I sensed disaster. These days, only the muscle heads take the top slots on the Castle Ogre's Index, which is why I call it the Brute List. It's also the reason why I planned to be out sick. This was the first year I was eligible for the contest, and in all honesty, I was worried about my prospects. I just wasn't ready for this sort of thing. I'm a warlock. We study the dark arts, and we do it at our own pace. Casting a powerful spell isn't like smashing in a skull or battering down a door. It's more like trying to hit a bullseye at 300 yards while performing the Dance of Grim Merriment as you recite two lines of trochaic tetrameter. Needless to say, magic takes decades to master. So by the time I'm ready to obliterate something, Bob will probably be living in an old folks' home or something like that. Unfortunately, he's not there yet. Not even close. And I'm a warlock in training, a student of remedial spellcasting. I have a few tricks up my cloak sleeves. Well, actually, that's a lie. I have almost no skills, but that's not my fault. The stuff they teach us in school is just lame. It takes years to learn high-level, mind-blowing magic, spells that can shatter castle walls or annihilate whole armies. And we're not even close to studying that stuff, not by a mile. Or 100 miles, for that matter. In all honesty, the best enchantment I know is probably the fart revealer. That's right. There's nothing wrong with your ears or your eyes. The best spell I know is the fart revealer. After someone's tooted his horn, this enchantment makes the guilty gas bag glow green. And you know what? It's actually a pretty useful spell. I like it. The goblins love it. And the warlocks use it all the time. Everyone always wants to know who farted. So when Bob called out, "Dark Lord, your turn," I had only one choice. "Is that a foul odor I smell?" I asked as I sniffed the air. Of course, in the Grimhold, you never have to wait long for an ogre to shake one loose. I figured there was probably a 50-50 chance that someone had already blown one. And I was right. The air was filled with stink. Half the goblins were already pinching their noses, and even the orcs looked disgusted. I had just struck gold, or so I hoped. "I've got this one," I exclaimed. If the spell worked, I'd probably make the low end of the list. I didn't even want to think about what would happen if I messed up. So I said the enchantment. "Orcogris findum flatulum." Then I went through the spell's physical components, which involved a whole bunch of finger waving and stuff like that. I lifted my hands, but I couldn't remember if I needed to do a double twist of the wrist, followed by a slight tug on my little finger, or a hard tug on my little finger, followed by a full wrist flex. I took a chance and went for the double twist. but nothing happened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?